Hello, I'm Mary Lohman, and you're listening to The Christian Working Woman, a program established in 1984 to encourage, equip, and empower workplace Christians to take seriously our role as ambassadors for Christ, no matter where we are, but especially on our jobs. We spend lots of time there, and God gives us many opportunities to share the love of Jesus with our coworkers, our bosses, customers. So that's our goal and our purpose for this ministry. Joining me today are Julie.
Hello.
And Alice.
Hi.
My coworkers here. So welcome to you both. We're beginning Thanksgiving week, and I was just thinking how glad I am that our country has a day that's dedicated to giving thanks for our blessings. Aren't you glad we have such a holiday?
Yes, I am. You know, not every country does this. In fact, few celebrate it as a day to give thanks to God.
Yeah, true.
And I'm also thankful Thanksgiving is still on our calendars. It gives us an opportunity as Christ followers to talk about God's goodness to us.
Well, it certainly should give us a unique opportunity to talk about God, but the focus of giving thanks often gets lost in the shuffle, even among those of us who are Christ followers, you know, who above all people should have grateful hearts and be full of thanksgiving.
True. And don't you think that the real issue is we so easily forget all the blessings and we go through too many days without ever giving thanks? We just take our blessings for granted.
Yeah, I agree, Alice. And I confess to being guilty of that at times, to thinking too much about the meal I'm going to cook instead of the reason for that meal.
Yeah. And what I've discovered is that I must intentionally and regularly remember to give thanks, to have an attitude that's full of thankfulness all the time, not just Thanksgiving week. So I thought we could talk about it today. How can we maintain an attitude of gratitude every day of the year, not just Thanksgiving? In his letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul wrote, "All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God." I remember reading that verse some time ago and asking myself, what would my life be like if I overflowed with thanksgiving every day? I certainly have every reason to overflow every day, but I surely don't always do it. So, what would you say are some of the obstacles that keep us from overflowing with thanksgiving?
Don't you think one reason is because we're just so focused on the problems in our lives or the problems in the world that we allow our hearts and minds to be filled with worry or frustration, and it just doesn't leave room for being thankful?
Yeah, that's true.
For sure that happens, and what we're going through this year has truly caused us to be focused on the troubles we hear and see all around us. Just about everything that's happening in our world today is troublesome, right? Don't you think it's a major reason we forget to be thankful?
It certainly is, you know, and because there is much to be concerned about, we have to be even more determined to develop and maintain a real attitude of gratitude, a heart that's really filled with God's wonder at His goodness to us. So we're focusing on the good things instead of being swallowed up by the troubles and the difficulties of this life. Mm-hmm. Don't you know that the enemy of our soul would love to keep us from being thankful people? I mean, if we stay mired in worry and complaining and negative attitudes, then we're not much of a witness for our Lord. But a person who develops a real, genuine, I mean, sincere attitude of gratitude, thankful heart. Well, that's the kind of person you love to be with because they exude the joy of the Lord. It's a testimony that cannot be missed when we are Christ followers if we keep a thankful heart, especially in today's world. Well, since Thanksgiving is around the corner, let's talk about some specific things we can do to develop this attitude of gratitude. Now, remember that this attitude is a matter of what we think about, what we put into our minds, and what we refuse to think about. So, here's my first suggestion. Make it a habit to regularly remember and talk about the wonder of all that God has done for you. It's that childlike wonder that we so often and easily lose in our walk with the Lord. We lose it and we lose that attitude of gratefulness.
Wasn't it the church in Ephesus in Revelation 2 that had lost the wonder? They did all kinds of good things, but it was written about them that they had forsaken their first love. That's another way of saying they lost the wonder.
Yeah, that's a good example, Alice. They did everything right. but they still had lost the wonder. So we can do everything right and still lose the wonder of all God's done for us through Jesus. And when you lose the wonder, well, you lose the grateful attitude. So ask yourself, have you lost the wonder? What are some of these wonders that we need to continually recall?
Well, I think the first would be the wonder of our salvation. Maybe it's been a while since you became a new creation in Christ by placing your trust in Jesus, and you've just forgotten what life was like before Jesus.
That is so true. The three of us here have been Christ followers for many years. So have we lost the wonder of what it means to be a child of God? And when was the last time you shared your story of the time when you became a child of God? When was the last time you prayed, Lord, thank you so much that I'm born from above and I know I'll spend eternity with you?
Yes. Nothing could be more wonderful than our salvation. And if we remembered it intentionally, regularly, even just remembering to thank God in our daily prayers for our salvation, it would make us more grateful people, don't you think?
I do. That's a good suggestion, Alice. Just meditate on the fact that you've been born from above by grace through faith. Do it every day. Thank God daily. Think about where you would be if you were not saved. Think of the pit from which God picked you up. I often pray this passage from Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. The wonder of our salvation. We need to recover that wonder and not take it for granted. So next time you're with some Christian friends, and instead of just small talk or something not really, you know, important, why not have everyone share their salvation testimony? I tell you, it is one of the most encouraging ways to spend an evening. Believe me, it will help you recover the wonder of your salvation. And a second suggestion that will help us overflow with thankfulness is just to let God's creation inspire and amaze us. Don't lose the wonder of God's creation.
I agree. You know, I walk my dog each morning, and it's just a good time for me to enjoy God's creation. It's always beautiful, no matter what time of year it is. The beauty of each season shows God's extravagance in the world He created. I think we overlook and take for granted His handiwork. If we did that more often, don't you think we'd be more grateful?
Yeah, we do.
I think you're right. We need more balance in our life when it comes to enjoying God's creation. And we miss a great deal when we ignore the wonder of this creation. I think of the Psalms and how David never lost the wonder of God. For example, he wrote in Psalm 8:3-4, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?" And also in Psalm 19:1, "The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands."
You know, David is a really good example of how meditating and appreciating the wonder of God's creation makes a huge difference in our gratitude attitude. It's helpful sometimes to just sit and think about how God spoke the worlds into being. I mean, just think about that. He created this unfathomable universe that we live in. Our galaxy has over 100 billion stars.
Wow.
And the Bible says he knows every one of them by name. They tell us that if we were closer to the sun, we would burn to a crisp. And if we were further away, our planet would turn to ice. But God keeps our earth exactly the right distance from the sun. The oceans and tides are controlled by him. He keeps them in bounds. So in the midst of this pandemic and this upside-down world, don't lose the wonder of God's creation. Just take some time to look around at the beauty of the world. Whether you take walks in the woods or put some flowers on your table, find ways to recover the wonder of the creation of God.
And another thing we easily forget, another amazing wonder, is how God created us. I love how David put it in Psalm 139. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made." When I think about the wonder of how God created me, that he knew me before I was born and cares about me personally, it really causes me to be so grateful.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Julie, because it is totally biblical to be awestruck at the wonder of God's creativity in you. That's not pride. That's appreciating God's amazing work. For example, it would help you appreciate your own creation if you just took time to list out loud the things about you that are unique. Maybe you're a wonderful listener, or perhaps you're a great encourager. Maybe you're a gifted writer or speaker, or you may have the gift of joy that you bring to others. Are you a helper, someone who's there for others in their times of need? That's wonderful. So say so. Thank God for who you are.
Yes. I find that when I start comparing myself to others or wishing I was different than I am, that's when I lose the wonder of how God created me. That can make me discouraged and depressed instead of grateful.
That's true.
Why is it we often get caught in that trap of comparing ourselves to others? It just shows that we don't really appreciate how God created us.
I think it's one of the enemy's traps to steal our joy and keep us self-focused. As I've often said, one of the most miserable places to be is to be self-absorbed. And of course, the best way to keep a thankful attitude, to overflow with thankfulness, is to keep your heart and mind focused on Jesus. That just never fails. In Mark 9:15, we read, "As soon as the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him." That should be our daily attitude, don't you think? Just to think of all he did for us and all he's still doing for us now, well, that should take us out of any despair or discouragement and fill us with gratitude. I think of a song we often sing at my church, "Open the Eyes of My Heart, I Want to See You." That's a really good song to maybe start your day with, asking God to open the eyes of your heart so you can see Jesus and your mind can stay fixed on Jesus. The writer to the Hebrews put it this way, "Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith." Keeping the eyes of our heart fixed on Jesus, well, that's the key to running the race that's marked out for us. It will definitely go a long way to filling us up with thanksgiving. I can tell you that I am more and more convinced that being intentional about being thankful every day is one of the most important disciplines of a growing and impactful faith walk. It's a key to rejoicing in the Lord always, as Paul admonishes us in Philippians, and we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So this is the key to having the strength and courage and motivation to persevere, to run with perseverance the race God has marked out for each of us. I call it a discipline because it's not something that comes naturally for most of us. Don't you agree? It's a habit, a discipline, a training method to help us remember to be thankful. It's just our natural human tendency to go toward the complaining and griping. But we can overflow with thankfulness if we will just set our hearts to do it. So to recapture what we've talked about today, I once again encourage you to make this a daily pursuit. Make it a habit to thank God regularly for rescuing you from the penalty of your sin, to revel in God's amazing creation, and never forget to thank God for His creativity in you. And most importantly, stay focused on Jesus. He will never fail you.
Yes, thanks for that. Wow. We would just like to invite you to our fun Zoom Christmas special, December 5th. It's on a Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. And all you need to do is register online, christianworkingwoman.org. And we hope that you'll join us December 5th.
And I know we've been talking about Thanksgiving, but Christmas is around the corner, and we've got an Advent book for you to help prepare your heart for Christmas. It's called Joy to the World by John Piper, and you can find out more by going to our website, christianworkingwoman.org.
And thank you for joining us today. Thanks, Alice and Julie.
Great to be with you.
I'm Mary Lohman, inviting you to join us next week for the Christian Working Woman.